already know what time it is, man. We are the DSA Podcast, and we are the Dirty South Phillies. I'm your boy, Short.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Patty.
Yes, Lord. This your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening?
And this is the podcast where anything and everything will get talked about.
It sure will.
So on. What's happening?
Good people.
We got a good episode. Good episode for y'all today.
What we got for them?
Man, we got a topic to talk about, and I think a lot of people need to hear about it. Especially people with children.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this shit deep. And it's close to home, right? Like, really close to home.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Dive right into it, man. So, it's so. It's different because your children got four legs and fur all over.
Yeah.
They for sale, by the way.
And that, damn.
Y'all
didn't
see
that?
Damn. We all see that, though.
Shit. What you gonna sell them?
They need to be sold.
They need to be sold.
I feel for
them. Damn.
Somebody come get the dogs from Cruella de Vil.
Damn.
Shit. Anyway,
just threw it out there. They ill for sale. God damn.
Hey, we got a story, man, about your kid ain't so young, but I got young children, right? So it's a popular game online called Roblox. Y'all ain't heard about it?
I heard about it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Mind
Roblox played. Is basically, I'm trying to think of something that you. The Sims. You know The Sims?
Oh, okay.
Or kind of like GTA.
Y'all know what I thought of. What? Y'all know them little stressful toys that be popping?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
But I thought it was like it's a game of like they push it.
I got it, bro.
It's a simulation
game. Hold up, move over. Let me.
It's a simulation game, kind of like
New
Sims,
Age Tetris, ain't it?
Kind of like, yeah, The Sims is more accurate, but kind of like GTA, where it's like you got like an online community, right?
Yeah.
Where the player got an avatar, where you can roam the streets and you can be a mayor, you can be a police officer or some shit like that. Just a fun little game like that.
I was thinking almost, kind of like Fortnite almost.
Yes
not,
and no. Yes
not
and
so
no.
Much.
It is kind of. It's on that same thing. They can build shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of like that, but it's.
This
more
is not all the extra shit that Fortnite does.
Nah. And then when you look
like
at the game,
that shit
if you see the game, you'll be like, it's pretty basic. It's a block character, Roblox. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
For real?
It's like a block character. His head look like
block
a
block head.
Yeah. It kind of like that, but it's popular with younger kids, like ages. I say 13, 12, 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my daughter knows.
I got 12-year-old.
But.
And he was on the deep.
Yeah. They be
especially,
on like,
especially during the pandemic. He was on that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I had to pry him off of it.
I mean, if it's something like Sims, I can understand.
Yeah, and it's an online game. So, like, anybody can join the session and play. I don't know how to play the shit. All I can do is sit there and watch my daughter do it.
Yeah.
If she were here, she'd break shit down
all the way down.
But it's an online game where not only are they playing with people online on the screen, but they can also interact on a chat board online. And it's different from the online gaming we used to. Because we used to console online games.
Yeah.
To where we got to put headsets on and talk. Well, see, the problem is with Roblox, like I said, these young kids, is aimed toward them, but you got a chat block on your screen where you can type while you play. So this story comes from right here in Clayton County, Georgia.
Oh, shit.
And I'm getting this from...
the streets.
Let me get my...
What's up, the streets?
Sources, right. I'm getting this from the Telegraph website. Well, let me just explain. A 13-year-old girl from Kansas, right? We're playing...
What part of Kansas?
Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka.
Is that what
was that what I was thinking? That why I asked what part of Kansas I was. Was it from the same area as Dorothy did? And the AM and all of them.
Toto. It goes, a 13-year-old girl from Kansas was located by police after she was taken out of state by a 33-year-old man from Clayton County, Georgia. The police say
he was 33. Now I did see his picture. He looked older than 33.
Shit.
33 years old.
He look like he about 50 or something.
He do. That's
what I'm
saying.
Dang.
The story goes, this 33-year-old man, I think they got this nigga's name, because I'm going to put his name out there. You got to have your name out
there. All that nigga out.
Yeah, so let me see. I think I can find his name. Kenneth Grant.
Kenneth.
He sounds like
Kenneth.
A
Kenneth.
Mr. Graham, what he did, right, he logged on to the game.
Yeah.
And he playing the game with his 13-year-old girl.
Damn, Kenneth.
And what, he by the way, he being charged with sex trafficking, kidnapping.
So what, is he one of us or one of them?
No, he one of us.
He one of us?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
It's
the wrong man I seen.
No, this
I seen the wrong man too, cause I think it was down. That's why I asked the question, so they know. But shit, we done looked at a totally different person, Tim.
No.
It ain't Kenneth. I get that Ricky.
He was. So what happened was Mr. Graham and the 13-year-old girl met on the Roblox album on February 18th. They were playing. He had been in contact with her. And they say on the morning of February.
I put a whole W in that word then.
February. And then the month of February.
I'm gonna run past that like you just didn't say it though.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep on going. We gotta go.
Like
I don't stop for mistakes. I don't look in the past. I look in the future.
Hey, we lied, goddammit. February. Put a whole W in that
but
guy.
On the 12th of February, he contacted the girl.
He fixed it.
And they were playing Roblox, and he convinced her to sneak out of her house where he picked her up.
Damn.
And drove her back to Clayton County. That's 900 miles.
You might say that's a long of a drive.
They say it's 900 miles from Topeka.
Yes, Midwest.
To Clayton County. Drove all the way to Clayton County. And for the next few days she was in Clayton County, they had sexual intercourse many times. The girl started feeling uneasy after a couple of days and sent a message to her mom through Roblox, sharing the address of a Dollar General where she had been taken.
Freeze. How the fuck you let your 13-year-old go somewhere and spend the fucking night?
She snuck out.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, how the fuck you don't know she gone?
I'm getting to that.
Tell me.
Like, okay, so yeah, she contacted her mama.
Crystal ain't in her bedroom this morning when I...
She contacted her mama on the 24th of February and let her know of a Dollar General location that she had been taken to. So she got tired of hanging out with this grown ass man doing what they were doing. And she contacted her, and that's how mama got in touch with the police, and that's where the police found the girl lit.
Happened February 18th. He picked up.
He picked up on the 20th.
February 20th.
So she spent 4 days.
And she sent the message on February 24th.
Yeah. After 4 days of just having
sex. Okay, get to what mama them did. Because this.
I don't think it go too far in the wet mama them did.
Cause you ain't reported nothing.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Well, once they found out that she was gone, then she was a missing person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm like, come on now. Shit.
Then after that, all they had to do was trace what she was doing on Roblox, and you know they got all the shit to trace communication and all that stuff, and that how they led. Well, the text message led to where she was, and when she got picked up, she led the police to where he stayed. So that how they got him. But my thing here, right? You know, you got children who play these online games.
Yeah.
The girl old enough to know that what she did was wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it ain't completely her fault. It's his fault too.
Yeah.
And it's the parent's fault.
It's all, because in my opinion, it's all three of them.
Yeah. It's a combined.
It's all three of them. It's combined.
Yeah. Because
they
should have
been monitoring what she was doing.
And like you said, like you said, she's old enough to know right from wrong.
She old enough. No.
And he old enough to know.
Like he need his ass beat.
Right.
Yeah. He need his ass.
Like till he's fucking paralyzed. That's just my opinion, but.
But I will just
I feel like motherfuckers like that should have their shit cut off.
Yeah.
I wanted to get what did y'all think about this whole situation? How you feel about online gaming? Because it, I was telling you, it different from when we were.
Yeah. Growing. See, we didn't have online gaming. We had online gaming to the point you had come to my house and get on,
we had on online, the game with us. When I was younger, we had online gaming. See, we could have played. I remember playing this game on checkers.
But see, that's when that shit had just started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Checkers, chess,
yeah.
Solitaire.
And you could check
with the person. That's when it just got started.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that was just computer.
Yeah.
That was just
and that's where Roblox is. It's a PC game. That's
pretty much what it is, a PC game. You're right. But it can also be played. On a,
it can be played on
What is it? The Switch.
Yeah,
the Nintendo Switch. It can be played on that as well.
But so it's a little different. Like I look at it differently because, like I said, I ain't had online. If you want to play the game, when you have to knock on my door.
That's it.
Yeah,
pick up the old controller out there. I mean, they get it.
And as we got older, you know, we had the PlayStation Network and Xbox and all that started making. But see,
even
then,
that didn't start till we were grown.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think we were already grown adults paying our own bills and shit when by the time that started.
And even with the console online game, and it ain't so much I can play the game, and it's more of a I gotta hear you.
There's a direct contact,
yeah.
As if we done made a phone call. Almost.
Yeah, like but with this, you don't know who your child.
Who sending you this message?
Like with my daughter, she plays. But we got strict rules to wear. Okay.
I wonder if she lied about her age.
I doubt it.
Some kids will do that.
But my thing is, then why would he drive all the way up there to get her and then bring her back?
But my thing is, though, does this 13-year-old really look like 18-year-old?
Some don't do that. I can say some of these little girls look wrong.
My thing is, though, once you start talking to a 13-year-old, you know that they underage. 13-year-old don't sound like the way they talk don't sound like an 18-year-old person. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna sound like a child.
And that's even if they are mature for their age.
Yeah,
you still gonna know the difference.
And but yeah, my biggest blame go toward the parents. Cause like I said, I got an 8-year-old who play this game, and we got rules to where okay, can't friend anybody. She has two friends on Roblox. One is our nephew, and one is her best friend at school.
So you can that's only it. That how you chat with each other if you friends.
No, you can chat with whoever joined the game session.
Oh.
But it's up to you to cut your chat box off.
Oh.
Like
you
cut your chat box on,
you still got control of it.
Yeah, like if you cut your chat box on, you gonna see
so
everybody that being
typing.
But if you cut that motherfucker off, they can be typing. You won't know what's going on because you ain't got it on.
Yeah.
You know what that also remind me of with that chat? Back when they was starting with social media, like when they had the Black Planet. They had the BlackPlanet.com and the MySpace.com and I think what was the other one? CollegeLove.com.
I think it was College
Love. So like when you get into, they have this area where you can go into like a group chat.
Okay.
Whoever in that group, you're going to see those chats, but because you in a chat, you're going to see everybody else chat on the side as well. So that kind of reminds me of that. Like, but you, like you said, you control that
you
shit.
Control it.
Like, we had to cut that shit on in order to start that chat.
Like, we go out of our way. Like, my daughter, this is her shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, she is Roblox from head to toe.
Roblox queen in this thing. And me.
She played. And Roblox got, it's a setup the way it got so many different game types. Like, they got
a
zombie shooting game. They got so many.
It's
hundreds and hundreds of different type of games they can play on Roblox. Yeah. But my child like to play one where it's like a little fictional city where, you know, you can be a mayor, you can be this and that.
She running shit.
Yeah.
Yo, that is.
Yeah, so, but we
she
go
just
out.
Letting y'all know.
We go out of our way
running shit
to make sure, because still, even though she play that, people can still join her session.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it ain't like you can just pick they can just log on and start coming with you. Yeah. But we go out our way to make sure, hey, cut that chat box off, take those friends out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, two friends that we know about.
Like, if it ain't the two that we know, everybody else, you gotta got to clear go. All this shit off your mind. You know what I'm saying? But as a parent, you gotta do that. Or shit like
risk chance of going through shit like that.
And like I said, all three of them at fault. Much more the parent and this third
parent
three
and his
he knew well.
What?
He knew exactly what he knew.
Yeah, he knew well.
And
hey, what he thought gonna happen? You don't drove all the way to Kansas and took the girl all the way back to Georgia.
Fuck that, gas price is going up.
Right.
The crazy part is, though, dog.
What kind of car were you in?
The crazy part is, the Clay County Police.
A Honda, a Fiat.
The crazy part is, the Clay County Police got the call from the parent in Kansas. And then, like, the day later, the guy had a roommate. And the roommate came home and saw this little girl, this 13-year-old girl, sitting on the sofa. And he was just like, fuck. And he didn't report it right away because he was under the impression that it was a family member of the guy. But then he started looking
from
more and more, and he was like,
you can see, you can understand why. From his perspective, you can understand. That could have been his little sister. That could have been his little niece.
He thought it was like a step, like a girlfriend's daughter.
It could have been that, a stepchild.
And after like a day or two, they said the police said the roommate actually ended up calling because he wasn't too sure of what the fuck was going
this
on.
Shit, keep my name out of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can charge him.
Both of y'all had this girl in here. He can get charged too. So he ended up calling the police, but the police were already like, we on top of it. And they came. Because the dude would just leave the girl out, go to work, come back. You know what I'm saying?
She's still there.
And they would be together.
Well, I'm like, hey, here, y'all shoot y'all room? On top of it. Because look, my name is Stanley Ray. Stanley Ray Jenkins. All right? I ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Just put it on record that I called y'all.
The roommate didn't know the girl whatever because he had been out of town. So when he come back in town, it's just a random ass person, little girl sitting there. So he didn't know what thing. After like a day or two, he was just like, I don't know what I did. Because he kept seeing the girl go in the room.
Yeah.
And he was just like, what the hell going on? So when he called police was already on their way.
To that
house. But when they got there, the dude went there, they had to kind of fall back and wait for him to come home. And they jumped out of it. Arrested because of fire. But,
damn.
Crazy.
This fucking drive, though, for a kid.
Right.
A kid, bro. You deserve to have your...
Now, my question is, was he already there? That's what they don't say. Was he already, like, in Kansas or something?
I doubt it.
I mean, I don't know how a pedophile
thing
like.
I don't even want to know.
Would he drive from Clayton County? I'm like, man, you passed all them goddamn hookers on goddamn.
Right? Then I said he could have went right up the street.
Pass all these goddamn
all hookers. All that gas money you done spent, you could have took one tank of gas.
And paid a little $40.
Paid a little $40. Hey, matter of fact, a little $60 because I want you to come chill with me.
Now, Roblox, they issued a statement, and they were like, we're deeply saddened to hear about this case. There is nothing more important to parents, including the many parents who work at Roblox, than ensuring that the children are safe when they learn and play online or off. So, apparently, you can play offline, too.
Yeah.
But I've seen my daughter play offline. Shit, incredibly boring. There's just one motherfucker in the whole goddamn thing. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So
that's why people like to play online.
Yeah. So they were like, the Roblox chat feature is incredibly limited and heavily filtered. But as a parent, that's not so. Like when my daughter first started playing, and we were like, hold on, what the hell is you doing in your? Because she got a laptop. So we looking. I'm like, the hell is you always in? I thought it was YouTube. I deal with YouTube.
Yeah.
Even then, you got a monitor where they looking at you. I'm still with you being on YouTube. When I find she was playing a game, and when we first see the chat and you look, and you be like, the fuck is going on in here? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like,
gotta watch this shit.
You need to watch what the fuck your children doing. Because if
watch
you ain't,
this shit.
shit like this happened, and now this child, she is gonna have to be. I don't know. I guess she's gonna have to have some kind of therapy. But at the same time,
is she?
At the same time, this is something she was with.
This, exactly.
She had to know what she was doing. If she snuck out the house.
So then, is she gonna really have to have therapy?
Nah. Well, yeah. The white folk will say yes. She has to have therapy.
Of course, they gonna.
They gonna say yes. But my thing, I'm looking at her life.
She could have been hot in the ass.
And I'm thinking that what it was, because she snuck out the house, yeah. She got in the car, she rode to George with him. And waited 4 days until you start feeling uncomfortable.
That's the choice you made.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after 4 days, you were like, all
right,
I don't know.
Although it wasn't the right choice to make, but that's the choice you made. So again, is it mental? Well, will it become a point where she have mental issues, or was she just hot in the ass?
My thing is, man, he was with that girl 4 days and they were having sex.
Yeah.
Like, that shit seemed like she knew what she was doing. Because it wasn't like he just saw a little girl and grabbed her and took off with her.
You can tell they were playing.
That's what it say. It say he had, you know, they had been chatting, texting. He told her when to leave the hive, where to go so he can pick her up.
Yeah, let me come get you. Okay. Where you live?
But when I read it, I was like, oh, shit. Because it hit me close. I was like, oh, shit. Because my daughter waited.
It's obvious you wasn't too nervous or scared.
Yeah.
This motherfucker brought you all the way to Georgia.
All the way to Georgia, bro. And I'm pretty
you
sure.
You knew he was bringing you to Georgia.
She knows absolutely nobody in the state of Georgia.
Nobody.
But should it be a limit for online games?
I think online gaming, every online game should come with camera. To where when you first get that video game, you know how when you first get a video game and go through the process of updating and uploading. So as part of doing a profile, that should be a picture taken.
That could be a good and bad thing too.
Yeah.
True.
Because, I mean, in the world we live in now, somebody could hack.
I'm just trying to see how could they update the age verification. Like,
yeah, but see,
make
you
it
can.
Mandatory for, like, kids to get IDs. And then you put your ID information in.
I think the only thing they have now is, like, age verification for certain stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that could be.
Because I know for us to fix it for my daughter, we had to log on with an email and you know, all this stuff. So I'm like,
I tell you what would be dope. That what would you piggybacking off what you were saying with the keep that child's ID.
Yeah.
Like, let that be something you have to submit to that game company.
Mm-hmm. And then they create the games to where, like,
so
a photo ID too. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like once your child go in and start to play that game, upload that game, they put their information in. They'll
pop up. Automatically put you in the category of your.
It'll put you in the category. Right. It'll put you in the category.
Now I see a lot of devices that do that. Like,
yeah.
We got my son. Kid tablet from Amazon.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be dope.
Like one part on tablet, you can switch profile. So if it's a kid profile, he can just go right into it.
Yeah.
But if he want to switch over and like on the kid profile, there's no YouTube, there's no, you can't play Roblox, you can't do none of that, right? But they got it on there where you can switch over to an adult profile where you have to be able to. First, have a password, and then they got like math questions that only an adult would be able to answer.
Yeah.
So but the thing like, is, how can you stop adults going into the kids?
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question. How you keep the predators out?
Yeah.
Cause like if it's
because you don't know a predator until
and that's what I was gonna say, like when you're playing the game, everything
the
looks like
has been taken.
Like even some of the names they have as they avatar, you wouldn't know if that's a man, woman,
right,
child, grown up.
I done got so fucking mad with mine and his fucking avatar. Nigga, come in here with another fucking female avatar again. I'm going across your forehead. He's a boy.
They don't mean
nothing.
See, there we go. I can't have that. There we go. I can't.
That is your personal opinion.
Yeah, that's your personal opinion, but I mean
as a game one, I don't see
that. I mean, that's just like you picking Princess to drive in Mario Kart.
I don't.
So you don't pick Princess.
Nope.
I mean, I don't pick all of them.
I don't.
Yeah, I go through all of them.
It's job's always been like that. I'm not a girl, so I'm not gonna pick a girl.
So you don't play with the WNBA on 2K?
Nope.
Hey, I'll be balling. I'll be balling.
I haven't.
Really?
Well, shit, I ain't even played 2K that much.
I
guess because he was too detailed with the damn avatar.
I actually think it helped hide who you are personally.
Do you have big titties?
Well, if it's a little boy, no, he probably...
This avatar was fine as fuck.
Oh,
I was like, no.
He just putting out there what he like.
Right, he just wants to see him play. He just wants to see
I don't
him
need
play.
You thinking about no sex right now either, shit.
Oh, you can't stop it.
Nah, right?
You can't stop it, bro.
Trust me, I already know.
I have an 18-year-old. I've been down that stage. You ain't going to stop that.
Oh, it just...
He's thinking about that shit right
when now. When I first saw that shit, that shit threw me to the left. I was like,
I don't mind it though, cause it helped protect who that person really is. Like, the point of making an avatar is make it totally different from who you actually are.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? So if a dude make it's just like that on Grand GTA.
I mean, I ain't gonna front after a while. I let it slide. Whatever.
It's the same on GTA. How a lot of people they'll make a female avatar, but that's a whole 45-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? Just. It put that barrier between your personal who you are and
the
what you
game.
Put out on the video game.
I can see that.
But I think they gotta do something better to keep.
They definitely gotta do something. But see, that's the thing again. How do you know a predator? You don't know a predator.
You won't know until
action has been taken.
Yeah, until you start. And
so you gotta figure out how to get ahead of that.
I know how to get ahead of knowing.
Who they are without knowing who they are.
I know how to get ahead of it. Just pay attention to what your child doing.
True.
If you got,
but no, I'm talking about from the game company
from
side.
The game, yeah.
From the game company.
I don't
side.
Think they worry from, about because they only worried about the money.
The money from the parent side, of course. Monitor your kids' shit. Like you
company,
should be monitoring everything.
Yeah,
they do.
I feel like they probably
the gaming company want as many people to log on as possibly can. That's how they make revenue from. The more people get on, okay, who you get on because it builds an our revenue stream.
Yeah.
But as a parent, you just gotta
always monitor your kids' shit. Like, that's how I know my son likes titties.
Thanks.
Most of his text messages when he talk to the boy. Yeah, but such and such got such and such. I'm like, oh.
You know what? Our parents
like,
were the same.
Bro, come
way.
On, bro.
Our parents were the
my
same.
My lid out here,
Teddy. Our parents were the same way about shit like HBO.
Yeah.
When we were kids, HBO, Cinema, anybody in our age group know how goddamn lit HBO and Cinema
shit
was
lit as fuck.
After 12 o'clock at night. Shit was going down. And I was glad to be a part of it.
I had to talk to this nigga back. This nigga was at school, bro. She caught him. At a little girl, I was like, "Hey, y'all, look, I'm in some titties."
Everyone's like, "You can't stop there with them little boy, man.
But these niggas here gonna be crazy,
right? But them little boy, they ain't afraid to put their shit out there. They gonna let it be known that
these niggas here, boy, it's a totally different breed.
They just like Lil Caesar, boy. They hot and ready, boy. They hot and ready."
Hell,
he just like Lil Caesar, but
well, at least you know what he like.
Yeah,
but as a parent, you do.
I like titties.
You doing what right as a parent though?
Your dad like titties too, right there. Shout out to my boy and the titties.
Yeah, you gotta be. At least you ain't clueless, dog.
Oh no, I ain't clueless as fuck. Cause I know I shut shit down quick when it get crazy.
This young lady, and of course, you know they ain't gonna put her name out there.
I'd be glad to see him talking about that shit. To be honest with you, cause I like. You don't know what's on a child's mind today.
Hey, when I had to have that conversation,
and I'd rather it be that shit than I'm finna try to kill all these people over here type shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you and your little crew want to sit here and talk about girls and titties and okay, have that joy. Have that joy, because I know that's all on your mind. Yeah. I'm like, okay, bro, you just, I can handle that.
You don't know when my older one, me and my oldest one, we got to the point, he's about Cam age. Maybe, you know, like 13, 12, he about what, 11, 12?
12.
Okay, so when mine got that age, right, we had to have that talk because he was starting to pull shit up online. And he was pulling shit up online, but you just don't know how hard it was for me to sit there and just not get that nigga some doubt and be like, nigga! I just be like, grab that nigga and hold that nigga! But I couldn't, you feel me?
Hey, bro.
I was just like, my nigga!
So, hey.
You my nigga. Literally, you my nigga.
Soon that teacher told me what he said, I was just like this.
It was so hard.
But in my mind, I'm like, hell yeah, yo, son. Get him a titty.
It was so hard. That was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do. Like, we sitting there, bro, because his mama was like, it's time we all had a talk. And we sitting there, and I'm trying to be father, and I'm like, son, this is what you got to look out for. But deep down, I just want to be like, my nigga, give me song. What you like? What you see? What you see? You know what I'm saying? It's hard, bro.
What you like? What you see?
It's hard, bro, because as a father, you like, yeah. My boy becoming a man, but same time, you got to kind of...
Yeah, that one boy came up. Hey, what you say? What you saw? What you say? What you saw?
It be like that.
Yeah, yeah, give me some.
It be just like that, dog. It's so hard. You gotta kind of play it calm and be the father. But yeah, people, monitor what your children doing online. Don't let them,
all
they
don't
shit. Let them go out there.
And don't let them delete nothing.
Nothing.
So you delete it.
And that's dead.
That's how we get down.
Yeah, that's the big rule.
You better not delete shit in that goddamn phone.
I don't want nothing deleted before I see
it. Beat your ass. You better not. That's exactly what I told you. You better not delete shit in that phone. I'm gonna beat your ass.
And baby, you know what, kids?
I'm gonna know if you delete it.
I'm finna say kids are so stupid. Yeah, kids are so stupid. They don't realize you can go and look at what's just been deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely go back and see. Go
right back in there and see what everything
is. See, iPhone, iPod.
And then if I ain't,
they store everything. With iPhone, iPad, yeah, even with laptop, you know, everything you delete, it's still stored.
It's still stored.
So you can always just go look at it.
Pull that shit up. I'm telling you, you better not delete shit.
But yeah, man, we had to talk about
that. What I tell you?
We had to talk about that. I know it's a bunch of y'all out there that got children underage. Make sure they safe, because it's a lot of weirdos out here in this motherfucker. Too many weirdos out here in this motherfucker. But, yeah, that point on the show. Y'all like how I be putting y'all names on YouTube. I'll be trying to get it out.
Get it right, though. Get it right.
Teddy hit me with the rundown.
What the?
What
about
that?
Dude, over there.
You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. You can always find Body Honey by Teddy at body.honey.byteddy. That's on Instagram too.
Oh shit, y'all wanna go old school?
Hell no.
Stop hating on me.
That shit went out in the early 90s. Yeah. It didn't even make it all the way through the 90s. Nah. Anyway, catch us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Find me at ShowsBoy82. Go check out the brand page at Real Ignorant. That's Real X Igno on Instagram.
It's loud, man. You already know what it is, man. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, man. Comedian L Boogie. Since you want to hate on me, I'm going to stand on in the motherfucking way. Yeah, me.
You know what's going to happen?
I don't care. Put the shit across my face. I don't care. Me.
Big block letter this time. Big old block letter. And he's going to be on screen the whole time.
You already know what it is, man. Holla at your boy, man. Come see me.
As always, man, YouTube page, hey. Check out the page on YouTube, subscribe, hit the like button, leave a comment,
share that shit, comment,
right, somebody give me the ding.
Ding.
That was a song. I like that shit, bro. That was too soft. your ding has been revoked. But
pause. Not see. But mine has been revoked. Oh, okay.
That's what we doing.
A little soft for YouTube, then. You know, the notification is loud.
No, it ain't. Unless your volume up. My volume went up.
Yeah, dude. Wasn't up. Check out the playlist on iTunes and Spotify. Hey, did y'all know they let you upload your podcast video on Spotify?
No.
I just learned it.
We coming to Spotify.
Yeah.
Hey. We coming to Spotify.
Check us out on all major audio streaming platforms and hopefully Spotify with the visuals later soon.
On the way.
Let you know about that, man.
Yeah.
As always, man, this is DSA Podcast and we are
out.